Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
A U.S. appeals court transferred a challenge to Texas heartbeat law to the state Supreme Court in a 2-1 vote last night. The Supreme Court did not rule on the merits of the Texas law, but the justice's decision paved the way for lower courts to decide whether it's constitutional. Unusually high waves attributed to the eruption of an underwater volcano near Tonga over the weekend caused an oil spill on the Peruvian coast. But authorities said Monday the spill was controlled within hours. Apparently a tanker was unloading the oil when waves broke the connection to shore. Grant Alexander on NBC News describes a site in New Zealand caused by a tsunami.
And they popped their heads out of their boat to see a red catamaran going over the top of my boat. So that is a force of nature there.
At least two people are confirmed to have died in Tonga following the eruption. The asteroid 7482 is expected to fly by our planet around 4:51 p.m. Eastern. USA Radio News.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
COVID-19 deaths were underreported in Michigan during the early days of the pandemic.
The report from Michigan's Auditor General released on Monday came several days after media coverage, criticism, and a letter from the State Health Department challenging the report's findings. The report identified 7,010 COVID-19 deaths linked to long-term care facilities between January 1, 2020 and July 2, 2021. That's 1,511 more deaths than what the state had reported. Tudor Dixon, who's a Republican running to unseat Governor Whitmer in November, said Whitmer's worse than New York Governor Andrew Cuomo. In the USA Radio News Midwest Bureau, I'm Katie Lewis.
NASA's Curiosity rover has been on a nearly decade-long mission to determine if Mars ever had life. Reported Monday, some dirt samples collected by the rover revealed the presence of carbon and a sign life may have existed on Mars a long time ago. Thanks for listening. It's well appreciated. We are USA Radio News.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Virginia's 74th Governor Glenn Youngkin delivers his first address to their joint assembly Monday.
We're going to start by investing in Virginia classrooms. Education is the key to opportunity, the means by which all children and their parents can realize their greatest dreams. Virginia schools have a lofty reputation, but lately we've not lived up to that reputation. In fact, our education standards for math and reading are now the lowest in the nation. Unelected political appointees lowered standards, which inevitably led to a decline in student performance. 60% of students don't meet national proficiency standards, including over 70% of Latino students and over 80% of black students. They're failing to meet the standard on the math NAEP tests. Remarkably, these dramatic declines, noted by the National Center for Educational Statistics, have only seen one Virginia school that was deemed failing because accreditation standards were lowered. Starting now, we're ending the accountability shell game intended to make us feel good, but amount to the often stated soft bigotry of low expectations. Let's stop cheating our kids.
Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
Do you love driving, but you hate your expensive car payment? Open Road Lending can reduce your current car payment by as much as $100 a month or more. Yes, it's easy to refinance your current car payment and save up to $100 a month. Could you use an extra $100 a month? Then make this call to Open Road Lending today to learn how you can lower your current car payment. It's easy, only takes a few minutes, and there's no cost or obligation to apply and get approved. You can do it all from the comfort of your home. Call today and see how much you can save.
800-511-6223. 800-511-6223. That's 800-511-6223. Call now. 800-511-6223.
Terms and conditions apply. Financing is available with approved credit. See openroadlending.com for details.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
You better stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Stop.
Well, hello, America. 6 minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here. For more information on the show, BillMartinezShow.com. It's all right there, along with the host of our archives of all these great experts and guests that we bring to you every day. And 3 hours of independent reporting and, just information to give you the knowledge that you need. I mean, things of substance, not a bunch of 8-second sound bites that have no substance. I mean, that's not very helpful, but we bring experts on to really give you the depth of their knowledge to give you something that's worthwhile so that if you do find yourself in a debate or even from personal knowledge, you have a better idea of what you're talking about. And hopefully what it does is it spurs you on to look further. I mean, if anything you can hear from the president when he was talking about COVID, he says, oh, you may have to just go to, just Google it. Well, the thing is that's happening is that more and more people are Googling and more people are increasing their knowledge and understanding what's going on in the political process. And what has happened is an exposition of sorts has taken place. We are now entering the season where propaganda is being exposed. And with us right now to talk more about it is Patrick Wood, the technocracy expert. Patrick, how you doing, buddy?
I'm doing great, Bill. Thank you.
Do you find it interesting as I do? I mean, it's almost like the people have fought themselves out with all this manure and everything has been thrust on them. And they've had it with this stuff anymore. They're disconnecting from the mainstream media. They're not being, narratized and propagandized to the level anymore. And it's almost like they're starting to get a clarity of mind, which I think is a healthy thing for our culture, isn't it?
It is. I'm not sure that people have really put their finger on what's going on yet, but they know the pain is real, and
exactly.
they're recoiling from the pain. Now the question is, can we get information to this, this emerging group of people to educate them truly on what's going on so that they can redirect their energy and their angst against this enemy of our country?
Well, I think you're getting angry, Patrick, is what I'm sensing. I'm sensing anger is boiling up because the people are realizing they lied to us. Joe Biden's not a moderate. The things that he's been doing, I mean, here inside of days and 1 year, what he did to this country, how he has almost turned us into a burgeoning third country. I mean, it's like, we laughed and talked about what was going on in Venezuela and felt sorry for the people in Venezuela. And guess what? We're becoming them.
We are. And only the people can stop this at this point. This narrative, this global narrative, I might add, that has been pressed down on America through our president, through the health system, and so on, for all these crushing mandates. Only the people now can just ignore that and throw it off. And if they find themselves where they have no followers anymore, they will be essentially neutered. But this is going to take a lot of people, to right. just kick, push back on this and say, we're not going to play this dump game anymore.
And I think that's starting to happen, you know, when, you know, people have had it with Fauci and they're realizing that he's losing credibility. You know, Joe Biden said that, boy, elect me president and I will save you from COVID. I'm going to go and kick its butt and it will be gone. And now he's resigned himself to tell people, go, well, you know, turn to Google, go to the God of Google. They'll tell you where to go. Right.
Well, that's right. You know, we've had so many flip-flops on this whole thing from the start. The only thing it's really produced is cognitive dissonance in the minds of
yes.
most people. Just mm-hmm. makes them crazy. It's absolutely mm-hmm. crazy. You hear one thing one day and another thing the next day, and pretty soon your mind just snaps. And this
right.
is part of the syndrome, is people fall out of this whole thing. They say, I can't take it anymore. Mm-hmm. You know, just give me something I can count on. Give me something that's reliable. Even if it's not, you know, maybe optimum, at least if it's reliable and consistent, this is what people want right now. But it's
exactly.
interesting, this whole propaganda machine that's been ginned up by the global elite and by their minions, if you will, in the United States, this whole propaganda machine is about to fall apart. And this is what really needs to happen. The propaganda, once it's seen, once it's recognized, cannot be effective anymore against the intended recipients. And,
yes.
You know, this is what we're telling people. Look, get your checklist out. Analyze everything you take in, you know, to find out if what you're looking at is propaganda or not. And if it is propaganda, I don't care whether it's left, right, or in the middle, don't accept it. Just simply do not read on. And mm-hmm. find your truth or put up your radar or whatever and find the truth of the matter somewhere else. But you ain't ever going to find it in these propaganda pieces that are just continually being spun out.
Well, the thing that's interesting is that the mainstream media, who have been, you know, the kings of propaganda here, I mean, they've become a state source of information and now they're stepping away from the one they made king, and they're coming after him now, which I think is quite interesting. I don't know if it's a last-ditch effort to try to recapture some credibility and maybe to bring people back into the fold. You know, people, like you say, are very skeptical to trust the mainstream media anymore because they trusted them all this time, and what did they get in return? You know, they got propagandized, and they're ticked about it, Patrick. They don't like being worked.
Well, they don't. And, you know, there's been a very significant shift of individuals from the Democrat side of the political spectrum over to the Republican side. I'm not saying I endorse all that two-party system just that way, but we have seen this phenomenon take place where people are dropping out intentionally of the Democrat Party and moving over to the Republican Party. In fact,
the numbers now, they got more Republicans registered now than Democrats. When was the last time that ever happened?
Long time. But you can
yeah.
see the angst.
And so
the angst
that's quite,
being,
yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's not just on the Republican side or the conservative side. Many liberals are now figuring, hey, what mm-hmm. on earth is going on here? And they're waking up to it as well.
Well, to your point, the angst is bipartisan. And let me tell you, if Republicans like Kevin McCarthy thinks this is going to be a cakewalk, you might get reelected and you might be put in the leader's chair and have the gavel. But the people are watching you to make sure that you follow through on your promises and that conservatives and conservatism is on display and it's affected. Not this wishy-washy rhino-type Republican stuff that people have been disappointed in, because what do you got left? You got the party of voter fraud, liars, and cheaters, and then you've got the squishy Republican party that, you know, can't seem to get the job done. All they can do is whine about well, the Democrats aren't playing fair, or, you know, some other excuse. It just doesn't carry water anymore.
It really doesn't. And, you know, I remember a couple of years ago, some commentator made a kind of a snarky remark that Republicans know better than anybody how to efficiently lose a political race. in. Well, you know, you're that's what concerns me.
Yeah. Well, that's what concerns me about the midterms. I mean, everything looks so roses and rainbows and unicorns for the Republicans, but are they going to steal defeat from the jaws of victory? We'll see.
If you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it, you can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
If you feel America is facing more dangers than ever, you're right. An increasing number of things are falling apart daily. That's why you need to prepare for more of the unexpected, and that includes food shortages. When people panic, grocery stores run out of food fast. Would you survive without food for days, weeks, even months? The smart folks are buying emergency food now. Take this moment to shop MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's leader in preparedness. My Patriot Supply has earned over 47,000 four-star and five-star reviews. Our delicious food kits average 2,000 calories per day and last up to 25 years in storage, so it's there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a food kit or two, and we'll ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait for the news to tell you something bad happened again. Rather, be more self-reliant and prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront. No hidden costs or fees and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past few years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110, guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
855-525-7448. 855-525-7448. 855-525-7448. That's 855-525-7448.
Independence, we come to you Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific, 19 minutes after the top of the hour. I am Bill Martinez, and Patrick Wood is with us, the technocracy expert who has been warning us for decades on the emergence of this technocratic state that has taken full control of every aspect of our culture. And it's just a matter of time, like everything else that we're starting to see, where the screws are tightening. And we may realize too late, Patrick, that we're done, that we're captured, we're caught in their net.
It is possible, Bill. And, you know, a lot of people have, actually, there's a book written on the black swan phenomenon, mm-hmm. where something right. happens out of the blue that really just kind of turns society upside down. If a black swan is possible event, and I think we've had one with this whole COVID thing for sure. It just
yes,
hit
agree.
Everybody in the whole world out of the blue. But I think at the same time, we need to leave room or possibility, at least, for a white swan event. And I'm not sure what that is. I'm not really making a prediction. But it is possible that there could be a white swan event that would just kind of come out of the blue and begin to turn this, you know, this entire narrative around. This year could be the type of year where sentiment is beginning to swing back. The pendulum has been way far to the fear factor, for one. People are tired of that. The pendulum is swinging. And, you know, there may be something this year that really kind of turns the tables on this whole global narrative.
Well, the thing that those that have promoted fear need to be cautious of is that, as you know, historically, when the fulcrum swings back, it swings back with a vengeance. And this is what I'm starting to see. Are you seeing the same thing, or am I missing something here?
I'm sensing it. I don't know that we can see it really plainly yet, but I do sense that this is happening. And I've written that actually in December. I made specific note that the pendulum is extended about as far as it can go towards the fear side. And it's just beginning to swing back now. Will it stop or will it continue? I don't think we're going to have long to find out. But public sentiment at this point is really turning against this whole narrative. You know, you look at Europe. You look at the tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands of people taking to the streets over vaccine mandates and over mistreatment by the governments. They're not sitting down. They're not going to give up, and they're going to be
right.
extremely vocal. You just don't see that over here in the media because, of course, they don't want you to know that the rest of the world is rebelling against this stuff. But I can see this beginning to happen here in America, where there will literally be hundreds of thousands of people in the street if these people don't let go of us.
Well, we're starting to hear the threats of camps, of vaccination camps. You know,
yes.
what's up with this? I mean, that supposedly the FEMA camps are already there. They've utilized the taxpayers' money to set all this stuff up. They're just, you know, some empty tents and camps that are just waiting for people to be put there, whether they happen to be insurrectionists associated with Donald Trump or the unvaccinated.
Well, these types of camps, of course, are ready-made for any despot that would potentially take over America at some point. There's a big trend, I believe, in the technocrat view of things that America is becoming more and more like China every day in terms of surveillance and, you know, monitoring, social engineering, stuff like that. Should a despot take over in America like they have in China right now, America would be ready made for that because, you know, China understands about concentration camps very well.
Yeah.
They know how to
just
take
ask
care
the,
of
yeah, just ask the Uyghurs, right? Ask the Uyghurs, yeah. Though there are some people that want to be in denial about it, but you know, but these were the same people that were in denial or the same people like who were in denial about the Holocaust.
That's right. That's right. So, you know, the FEMA camps here may not be used in our generation for all intents and purposes, but just the fact that they're there, just the fact that they have made the effort to build these dumb things is very disturbing. And it's just waiting for somebody to take over who truly is evil and says, let's just sweep the whole mass of people that we don't like into these camps, and we'll re-educate them there. We'll take care of them there.
Yeah, they're already doing it with the January 6th alleged insurrectionist, right? So what's the next step? And here we are. Domestic terrorists, parents are domestic terrorists. I mean, all this stuff is very dangerous. I mean, this is World War II Germany. You know, that kind of stinking thinking and language that's put out there so irresponsibly by the likes of Maxine Waters and Nancy Pelosi and the Democrats and that. I mean, they have no idea what kind of hell they're calling upon this country. You mentioned China, Patrick. Just a side thought here, and I want to get your read on this. Here we've got the Beijing Olympics coming up. And they've, speaking of which, they've already got ready-made camps and tents set aside for people that they determined who are, you know, maybe infected with COVID and they need to be put in quarantine. And they're going to isolate these people, I think, rather judiciously. And, you know, part of my own skepticism might even suggest that, look at it, they found somebody who was being overly competitive, they could cancel them and put them in one of these tents, lickety-split, because they're in charge and, you know, under the rules of COVID and the Olympics, they could be able to do this. But, you know, that being said, I just think there's a lot more about these Olympics that we're not seeing. Am I off here?
No, this is a big public relations initiative by China, I think, to try and legitimize itself. But what you mentioned about, you know, taking people from the Olympics, and regardless of where they come from, and putting them in a detention camp is not far-fetched at all. This is exactly what just happened in Australia with the number one tennis player in the world who went down there to play tennis, and they grabbed him and they put him in involuntary confinement. And they've since deported him, by the way, back to his home country. They will not allow him to play tennis there. And they said, well, he's a threat to society, which is just nonsense. But one man is a threat to society down there.
Right.
But they threw him in the clink and said, you're not coming out because you are a dangerous, dangerous man, as if he was some kind of a, you know, horrible criminal or something, or, you know, a serial killer. We can't let you out of society.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the number one tennis player in the world, and supposedly now he's not even going to have an opportunity to play in the French Open as well. So, and what this will... Yeah, I mean, it's this is just absolutely insane. And the tennis community, I'm going, well, wait a minute, how come you guys are so quiet here? You guys are a bunch of crickets. If it can happen to him, you know, isn't it plausible to think it could happen to you?
Oh, yeah, you would think so. But, of course, all the people who got vaccinated right now, they're completely compromised, and they just, you know, they can't point the finger at themselves now. They watch their fellow athletes around the world dropping dead, like on soccer fields and football fields.
Exactly.
You know, they're afraid to speak up at this point, a lot of them, because most of them probably are vaccinated. You're right. Somebody should stand up for this guy in particular. But this is happening around the world. This is not something that's just an isolated thing. China could well really blow the lid off this kind of thing. And I'll tell you, a lot of people will not be happy with China if they grab a half a dozen even of people who are not vaccinated and said, you're not allowed to play in the game because you don't have a vaccination, and we're going to throw you in the clink until the whole thing is over.
Well, but so what? China's been going, operating the way China does. They've been bullying their way, you know, through the international community and everywhere else. And so what? You know, look what they're doing with the Uyghurs. They've been getting away with this. Some of the congressmen started to stand up and take a stand on behalf of the Uyghurs, and then they wilted. You know, the NBA, sports and entertainment have all complied and are following the party line out of China in order to make nice because of all the money that's involved. I mean, all you got to do is look at the money and look at how it's prejudicing, you know, people's viewpoint and every step of the way, whether we're talking Dr. Fauci or we're talking about these entertainment and sports figures.
Exactly. Yeah, it's going to get messy before it gets better, I have to say. But these are the kinds of things that will contribute to the massive pushback on all of this as well. And because these are very high-profile events, like the tennis player in Australia, for instance, very high-profile. And it's really calling people's attention what's going on.
Exactly. Patrick Wood has been with us, the technocracy expert. Patrick, as always, we appreciate the time. Thank you, buddy. Take care.
Nobody wants to get ripped off, broken into, or robbed, but nobody wants to pay a lot of money to have their home protected either.
I've got an offer to tell you about to provide home security for your home for less than a dollar a day. For real, with no installation or equipment charges. And this is from a company rated number one by a leading consumer research company. According to the facts, most of you won't even call unless there's a burglary in your neighborhood or something bad happens. So let's give you a reason. Save money. For less than a a dollar a day with no other costs. You can get your home secured. Plus, get a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You need protection for your home. Call the Home Security Hotline right now.
800-755-7921. 800-755-7921. 800-755-7921. That's 800-755-7921.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
A U.S. appeals court transferred a challenge to Texas heartbeat law to the state Supreme Court in a 2-1 vote last night. The Supreme Court did not rule on the merits of the Texas law, but the justice's decision paved the way for lower courts to decide whether it's constitutional. Unusually high waves attributed to the eruption of an underwater volcano near Tonga over the weekend caused an oil spill on the Peruvian coast. But authorities said Monday the spill was controlled within hours. Apparently a tanker was unloading the oil when waves broke the connection to shore. Grant Alexander on NBC News describes a sight in New Zealand caused by a tsunami.
And they popped their heads out of their boat to see a red catamaran going over the top of my boat. So that is the force of nature there.
At least two people are confirmed to have died in Tonga following the eruption. The asteroid 7482 is expected to fly by our planet around 4:51 p.m. Eastern. USA Radio News.
These are the sounds of someone taking their eyes off the road. Texting while driving is more than distracting. It's dangerous. Do yourself a favor. Do us all a favor. When you're on the road, stay off the phone. A message from CTIA.
Minutes before the top of the hour, we're back with you, America. Bill Martinez here. We've got Judge Phil Ginn joining us in just a second here. I was just reading a report. It just blew me away. This came from the Institute for Pro-Life Advancement. It revealed that over 100 Christian colleges have some ties to Planned Parenthood. Imagine that. I mean, we're talking Planned Parenthood, the nation's largest abortion provider at Christian colleges. This is unbelievable. I mean, this is what happens when you take your eye off the ball and you start letting go of your, as we say, our first priorities, our first principles that are so critical. Then you start letting the leaven come in, and here you are. Even Christian colleges are being infected by the secularist. The president of the Southern Evangelical Seminary, Judge Phil Ginn, is with us. Phil, welcome back to the show. Good to have you with us. How are you, sir?
Well, thank you, Bill. I'm doing great. I'm a little snowed in the mountains of western North Carolina, but other than that, I'm in fine shape.
Well, good for you. Well, we're cold here in Florida. That's the worst thing we can complain about. Although they were saying there was going to be some snow up in northern Florida, imagine that. It's just we're dealing with some weather, and that's what's happening. But thank God you're okay.
We're warm and we've got food, Bill. So what else do you need?
Yeah, that's it. That's it. You got Jesus, you got food, and you're warm. It's all good. It's all good. I want to, talk more about this this recent report from the Institute for Pro-Life Advancement. I got to imagine our listeners and people of faith are just shocked as to what's going on these Christian colleges. I mean, here we are. We're dealing with critical race theory and other intrusions into our culture. And now even Christian colleges are being indoctrinated. What's going on here?
Well, Bill, first of all, we didn't get to this place overnight. These things that are shocking to us don't just happen to us immediately. There's been an erosion in what I call the centrality of the Christian faith for so long. We've allowed the secularists to take God out of the marketplace. And as God is removed from the marketplace, since he's a God of order, then chaos is going to follow. And this is just an example of chaos. I've written some response to this, and the point I tried to make is that we are called as Christians to be in the world, but not of the world. And we get confused about that so often and believe that we have to conform to the world in order to be in the world, and that's not what Jesus called us to be.
Yeah, I mean, here we are. We're supposed to be, influencing the culture and the body politic, and what's happening is because we've compromised our principle, we're becoming more like them as opposed to them like us.
Well, one of my friends referred to it at one point is that we're in God's secret service. We want to be followers, but we don't want anybody else to know it.
Well, again, we come into a time and season. The book of Ecclesiastes says, and if we miss that time and season, there is a cost to be paid here. And the signs are quite evident as to what's going on and what these times are calling for right now. And that is people of courage. I mean, with all that we're dealing with, like you said, the chaos is running rampant. And like in the book of Genesis, what was happening when darkness was over the earth, the Holy Spirit was hovering. And we need to come into alignment with God's Spirit and what the Spirit is grieving over. And this push, this powerful supernatural push that God is employing to bring order out of this chaos, is he not?
I couldn't agree with you more, Bill. You know, the reality is that God has not shared with me the time that he is appointed to return to the earth. I don't expect that I could handle the information if he gave it to me, but my humble opinion is that if he doesn't return soon, he'll miss a really good opportunity. But in reality, that's not the foremost concern I have at this point in time. I welcome his return. He knows when that's going to be, and he'll make everything right at that point. But what I'm more concerned about right now is the fate of my beloved country.
Exactly.
I think that we are far closer to the demise of America than we are to God's second coming.
Well, if that is God's will, meanwhile, there is, you speak of opportunity, Judge. The opportunity is for God's people and those that God has sanctified and set aside to come into the kingdom, that for whatever reason, they are on the outside, not even looking in. And it's up to us, people of faith, to help to encourage them and bring them in, bring them into the kingdom. This is the opportunity right now in the midst of all this chaos. I mean, we've got increasing numbers of suicide and depression. And here it is. I mean, all it takes is a little bit of light in a dark world, doesn't it?
Well, I have been talking with the folks at SES, and it's not only Southern Evangelical Seminary. It's all Christians everywhere. And,
right.
And my statement to them is perhaps this is our Esther moment.
Yes.
And by that, I mean, maybe this is why the Lord has brought us into the kingdom.
Yeah.
And it's time for true Christians to stand up and be counted, not in a hateful way. I certainly don't condone any violence or any the vitriol that sometimes spews out of so-called Christians' mouths. But when Paul is going through the various pieces of armor that we're supposed to take in as Christians, the command is never to attack; it is to stand. That's what Paul calls us to do: stand in the armor of God. And so we at Southern Evangelical are calling on Christians all across America to come home to the truth of the gospel message and to its redemptive power and the forgiveness of sin and eternal life. And we should be telling the world about a God who redeems us from the power of this world and its culture of sinking sand, as opposed to seeking ways to live in harmony with those whose sole ambition is nothing more than to eradicate us from the face of the earth.
Exactly. Well, the truth of the matter is, Judge, is that we're all sinners. We all have had that moment of transfiguration, that moment of redemption where we could say that I was and now I am. And that transformation allows us to have grace and mercy toward our fellow man. I would dare say people who are to the point of where they're misrepresenting the love of God and being mean-spirited, as you suggest, I question their testimony, and I would encourage them to get back into alignment and maybe revisit that moment in time when they were and that God intended for them to be a new I am. Because when you have been, as Jesus said, forgiven much, that gives you the capacity to forgive equally and to have, I believe, a similar amount of mercy, at least going into this toward others and appreciating that we're not perfect, but we're all of one blood. We're all of God's creation with a destiny and purpose that he instilled in us in our mother's womb. And when you think about that magnificent miracle and that magnificent love and outpouring that God has for us, man, I'll tell you, that humbles me, Judge.
Absolutely, Bill. You know, over in Ephesians 5, Paul describes evil days and warns us about those things.
Yes.
And we've talked about these evil days for years in the Christian community, and I believe that we've now arrived at a point of time where these evil days have come upon us tremendous way, and not in a good
yes.
tremendous way, but in a tremendous way. And if you read on in Ephesians 5, Paul also tells us as Christians to wake up and allow Christ to make day dawn on us. So I believe it's time for us as Christians in America to deepen our faith and to respond prayerfully and
exactly.
thoughtfully.
Got to go to break. We got more from the judge after this. Stay with us.
Diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-628-7226. 800-628-7226. 800-628-7226. That's 800-628-7226.
Here's an important COVID-19 school system update for your local area. If you're concerned about your child's education, please pay close attention to this message. The current school systems were not set up for at-home learning. If you're worried that your child may not be getting the grades they need to get ahead, maybe losing self-confidence, or you're worried about them getting into a good college because of their grades, help is available to you. Call Grade Potential Tutoring. They can help with in-home or online tutoring and help your child with any subject and every grade level, even for test prep. They're experts in the home tutoring and online tutoring field and confident they can help you and your child get better grades today. Call now for your free consultation.
800-539-5860. 800-539-5860. 800-539-5860. That's 800-539-5860.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen.
And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Right here, right now, Bill Martinez.
Welcome back. 14 minutes before the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here with Judge Phil Ginn. He is the president of the Southern Evangelical Seminary. The judge mentioned earlier the weapons of our warfare. And there is a reason that we need to revisit the weapons of our warfare. Not only revisit, but become proficient in the use thereof of the weapons of our warfare, which starts with the belt of truth about our waist. Breastplate of righteousness that covers our heart and the things and the issues of our heart. The sandals of peace, that we would be ambassadors of peace. Everywhere we would go, we would carry God's peace with us because peace is settled in us. I used to like what an old mentor of mine used to say that about God's peace. Judge, he would say, no loose ends. That's God's peace. There's no loose ends. I love that that metaphor, and I use it to this day. Also, concluding the rest of the weapons, we've got the shield of faith that's able to quench every fiery dart. We know the devil is astute at throwing those flaming arrows at us to, you know, cause us to lose focus, to take our eyes off of the Holy One. The shield of the helmet of salvation, which we put on, that renews our mind, that gives us the mind of Christ. I mean, in order for us to be, you know, properly reactive and responsive to what God is doing, as the judge said, for such a time as this, we have to have God's thoughts right now. And that helmet of salvation is so critical because it sets us with confidence of where our standing is with God and that he is for us. And the final element that he drew attention to is that the sword of faith, the sword of God's word. And that is of every aspect of the protection that we have. It is really, in a sense, the only offensive weapon. And that's, you know, where, you know, God's mercy and love and discipline come into place, is how we use God's word in a loving way, in a truthful way, to bring people into the kingdom. And Paul goes on to say that having done all to stand, Judge, we just keep on standing. We stand on God's truth and principles, right?
Resolutely, we do that. We've developed a tagline at Southern Evangelical, and that is steadfast in the truth. And that's what we want to be in this day and time. We want to be that rock that is based on the infallible and errant word of and inerrant word of God. And you know that that sword that you've referenced and Jesus calls a two-edged sword, it is a powerful thing, or a powerful weapon that, if you want to use that terminology, that really draws out the distinction between good and evil in this world.
Yes.
And we just need to be about the business of knowing what we believe and why we believe it, and to be courageous enough to defend our faith and proclaim the gospel message of a loving Redeemer King. And I think that's why we at Southern Evangelical have chosen to be steadfast in the truth. We're just like Martin Luther, you know, when he proclaimed his 99 thesis. Here we stand. We can do no other. And that's what we're calling on Christians all over this nation to do. We actually have coming up on April 8th and 9th, our annual apologetics conference is going to be held in Rock Hill, South Carolina. You can get information about it on our website, ses.edu. It's an easy one to remember. But our whole theme for this year's conference is remaining steadfast in an upside-down world.
Right.
And, Bill, that's essentially where we are as Christians. Mm-hmm. We've got to figure out what we believe, why we believe it, and be so sure in that belief system that we can make a difference in our world. If not now, when?
Exactly. Well, and that's what others are looking for, Judge. They're looking to people of faith, and people of faith can stand out, like I said, in this dark world. It just takes a little bit of light and difference, and people will look at you and say, what do you have that I don't have? And as you say, this upside down world, we're in the book of Isaiah, the fifth chapter here. I mean, that which is evil is good, good is evil. I mean, we're right here. And so what do we do, you know?
The one bright spot, if you can call it that, in this whole scenario is that I see young people seeking right now. They may not be looking in the right places, but they're seeking. And I think that's a very good sign, Bill, because
yes.
I believe that if you put the Christian faith up against all of these other belief systems that the Holy Spirit will open the eyes of many of these young people to the truth.
Exactly.
And it's our job to proclaim that truth. That's why we are so keen at Southern Evangelical about even going, not that the Bible needs protection in some sense, but it does in other sense, because if you talk to people and they immediately discard the Bible as being unbelievable, most Christians are lost in their faith. And so we actually go behind all of that and go start with natural law and know that, understand that you can know truth.
Yes.
And that truth is absolute, and that in an absolute truth philosophical world, Christianity makes more sense than anything else does.
And the thing that happens, Judge, when they come in contact with the truth, they know it. Because we're wired, this is the way God designed this. And so when the things of God hit our very spirit, it's like the word says, the word goes out and finds its mate. And when it finds its mate in the spirit of a fellow humanoid, that is awesome. And you just see the look on their faces and the transformation that takes place before you. And this is what, you know, these kids who have been, you know, have been raised up in this growing secularistic society that they've been lied to. And now they're seeking and looking for it. And here they come to the church and they come to Christian colleges and think they're going to find the truth there. And they're going to say, well, wait a minute, you're associated with Planned Parenthood. And they're so mired, as you say. I mean, this is what people need to understand. Planned Parenthood has done a great job in inculcating themselves into the culture of these Christian colleges. I mean, they are presenting themselves as a women health resource, where we heard that before, a future career opportunity, even touting the organization as a volunteer opportunity. I mean, all on the surface seems very benevolent, but lest you forget that Planned Parenthood is all about death.
Well, Bill, the bottom line is Planned Parenthood, you name it, in our culture, it is not friendly to the Bible's message of sin, redemption, and transcendent morality. Even our ruling elite, it seems, in America, do not want biblical truths passed on to this next generation, because it's going to interfere with the culture's godless embrace of hedonistic excess. And that's where we find ourselves. And what better way to accomplish this, as you indicated, these goals that our culture seemingly have, than through penetrating the minds of innocent children with false history and false concepts of self-fulfillment and suppressing true critical thinking and logic. That's exactly the world that we're living in right now in America.
Well, and it's a similar lie that was bought in the 70s, Judge, when, you know, we were growing up and, you know, even the Supreme Court chimed in and said it's, you know, abortion, you know, should be legalized. And they went ahead and by decision made it available to women. And all these years later, as women are dealing with depression and the reality of that they've been lied to, they're organically responding, and you know, Planned Parenthood thinks it's all, you know, a Republican movement or a pro-life movement. No, this is it is in a sense a pro-life movement whose eyes were darkened, who now can see the truth behind their lie and realize that they made a big mistake, because they feel in their hearts, and everyone I talk to, and my audience hears me often talk about this, is in my discussion with women who have experienced divorce, and now also an increasing number of men who are coming to the reality of what they participated in, will say to me that my child would have been 7 today, or my child would have been 13. They carry this. I mean, you see the ache in their face when they say this, and you see and feel how brokenhearted they are, and this is something they will carry with them until the day they die, and they realize that they did it because they were lied to.
Well, Roe v. Wade and Doe cases as well, the one that came down at the same time from the Supreme Court. Mm-hmm. Both of the petitioners, if you want to use those terminologies, the litigants in those two cases later came around and said, you know, we don't really want to do anything about this process. But it was too late. They wouldn't let him out of the lawsuit. And they themselves came to the realization that this this whole abortion industry is not right. And I've got examples after examples, like you do, of folks who have been involved with Planned Parenthood and who have come to the realization that what they're doing is dead wrong. And it's too late.
Without a doubt. Well, it's a time for prayer, Judge, that we get in alignment with God's purposes. For a time such as this, I agree with you. That is wisdom. Thank you so much for being with us. Where can they go for more information, Judge Fildjian?
SES.edu. Hopefully we'll have all the information there about the conference, about classes that they could take. We're just excited about
what matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days. You still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender-scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now, because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
The final phase of extreme